Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 13th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced it will build a new $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas, and also build offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Greater Los Angeles. Almost a year ago, Apple said it would look for locations outside of California and Texas. The new Austin campus is a 133-acre site, roughly a mile from an existing site. It will support 500 additional employees, with the possibility to expand to 15,000 employees. Back in 2015, Amazon removed the Chromecast from its online store, saying that a new rule was only to sell streaming devices that supported Amazon's own Prime Video. Today, Chromecasts are back, a year after Amazon announced that it would change course and sell them again. Third-gen Chromecast and Chromecast Ultra will sell for $35 and $69 respectively, with Prime shipping discounts available. Stock trading app Robinhood launched zero-free checking and savings accounts, claiming more U.S. ATM coverage than the five biggest banks combined. The card is a MasterCard debit card issued through Sutton Bank and starts shipping December 18th. Google Maps will now direct you to nearby Lime scooters or bikes in addition to driving and walking directions in Auckland, Austin, Baltimore, Brisbane, Dallas, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, San Diego, Oakland, San Antonio, San Jose, Scottsdale, and Seattle. A new navigation option will show how long to reach the scooter, plus an estimate for the cost and time of that ride. Once users choose Lime as an option, they'll be redirected into Lime's app. Whole Foods and grocery delivery service Instacart are ending their five-year partnership. Instacart will start removing its 1,415 workers out of its 76 Whole Foods locations in February. And Instacart says it expects to offer 75% of those workers jobs at another nearby retailer that partners with Instacart for deliveries. A source tells Recode that this will reduce Instacart's revenue by less than 5%. Along with membership fees, Instacart also makes money through retailer commissions, online ads, and delivery and service fees. Speaking of fees, California's Public Utilities Commission, or PUC, is considering a plan that would bill residents a monthly fee for any text message service they use. Unsurprisingly, phone carriers are not thrilled. The commission will vote on the measure on January 10th. It has strong opposition from industry trade groups such as the CTIA, which represents AT&T Mobility, Sprint, and T-Mobile. According to the CTIA, the proposal goes against federal law. Microsoft is readying a new subscription bundle reportedly called Microsoft 365 Consumer. This would be the consumer-focused complement to Microsoft's existing 365 subscription bundle for business users. Although the company hasn't announced this publicly, a job posting for a project manager for the M365 consumer subscription details, the subscription product marketing team is a new team being created to build and scale the Microsoft 365 consumer subscription. The job description says that the product manager for the service will help, quote, identify, build, position, and market a great new Microsoft 365 consumer subscription. Okay. And finally, YouTube's annual Rewind video, made by YouTube itself, is officially the most disliked video on the entire platform, with more than 10 million dislikes, overtaking Justin Bieber's 2010 song Baby, which has almost 10 million dislikes. YouTube Rewind took the most hated spot in just over 8 days. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.